You're listening to SBS News.
Retired Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin formally opened Australia's Bushfire Royal Commission, giving his sympathies to the families of the 33 people killed. He told the hearing the harrowing experiences of Black Summer are likely to never be forgotten.
The red skies turning black, the thunderous roar and thick smoke that accompanied the wall of flames, and the utter devastation. There can be no doubt that the harrowing experiences of this bushfire season will long linger in our national psyche.
More than 3,000 homes were destroyed and more than 10 million hectares of land scorched from December 2019 to January 2020. Commissioner Binskin says the hearings are seeking better responses to natural disasters, not looking to attribute blame.
That we do not intend to reopen the findings of these other inquiries, nor do we seek to point fingers or apportion blame to any jurisdiction, government or individual.
Senior counsel assisting Dominique Hogan-Doran told the hearing over 240 natural disaster inquiries have been held in the past. She says this Royal Commission will look at the national legal framework for disaster management and the need for better collaboration across state borders.
The integration and interoperability of emergency resources, including communications, firefighting equipment and aerial assets.
The Commission so far has received 400 public submissions, but due to coronavirus restrictions could not finish community engagement. The Shire of Yorubadala on the New South Wales south coast lost 500 homes, with over 80% of its region burnt out. Mayor Liz Innes says she just hopes this Royal Commission will lead to real action.
We've seen these commissions before and we've seen it come to naught. So I'm saying, look, I'm prepared to roll my sleeves up and make sure, as a leader in our area, that I do everything to make sure those lessons are not forgotten.
Former ACT Emergency Services boss Peter Dunn says the Commission should also recommend a rethink of traditional firefighting methods, as climate change is making bushfires unstoppable.
We need different ways of protecting communities in vulnerable areas. It is not business as usual. We have to take a different approach to our firefighting.
The Commission will focus on climate change as a factor fueling this summer's catastrophic conditions. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins says the Commission must recognise climate change's influence on increasing fire danger.
I hope that the Royal Commission will say, here's the clear link between the science and the fires that happened. The only way we can dial down the heat, which is causing extreme weather, is to reduce emissions.
Chief of the Corryong CFA, Matt Pilley, says volunteer firefighters on the front lines of fires in northeast Victoria hope the Royal Commission will identify a need for more support in rural areas. He says when the fires tore through towns on the New South Wales-Victorian border, the Corryong CFA had only 8 active members.
They need more volunteers. We need better phone coverage. We need a better weather station at the airport, Corryong Airport.
Submissions for the Royal Commission close on April 28th, with expectations it will hand down its recommendations before the next bushfire season. Abby Dinham, SBS News.